If some traveller who passes unaware should then excite them, all the swarm comes raging out to defend their young. So hot, so angrily, the myrmidons came pouring from the ships in a quenchless din of shouting. And Patroclus cried above them all, "O myrmidons, brothers in arms of Peleus' son Achilles, fight like men, dear friends. Remember courage. Let us win honor for the son of Peleus. He is the greatest captain on the beach. His officers and soldiers are the bravest. Let King Agamemnon learn his folly in holding cheap the best of the Achaeans." Shouting so, he stirred their hearts. They fell as one man on the Trojans, and the ships around them echoed the onrush and the cries. On seeing Menoetius's powerful son, and with him Automedon, aflash with brazen gear, the Trojan ranks broke, and they caught their breath, imagining that Achilles, the swift fighter, had put aside his wrath for friendship's sake. Now each man kept an eye out for retreat from sudden death. Patroclus drove ahead against their center with his shining spear into the huddling mass around the stern of Protesilaus's burning ship. He hit Pyrechmes, who had led the Paeonies from Amydon, from Axius's wide river, hit him in the right shoulder. Backward in dust he tumbled, groaning, and his men-at-arms, the Paeonies, fell back around him. Dealing death to a chief and champion, Patroclus drove them in confusion from the ship and doused the tigerish fire. The hull, half-burnt, lay smoking on the shipway. Now the Trojans, with a great outcry, streamed away. Danaans poured along the curved ships, and the din of war kept on. As when the lightning master, Zeus, removes a dense cloud from the peak of some great mountain, and the lookout points and spurs and clearings are distinctly seen as though pure space had broken through from heaven, so when the dangerous fire had been repelled, Danaans took breath for a space. The battle had not ended, though. Not yet were Trojans put to rout by the Achaean charge or out of range of the black ships. They withdrew, but by regrouping tried to make a stand. In broken ranks, the captains sought and killed each other, Menoetius's son making the first kill. As Eurylochus wheeled around to fight, he caught him with a spearhead in the hip and drove the bronze through, shattering the bone. He sprawled face downward on the ground.